BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
5 o'clock hour on this Football Friday, and Spain has defeated Belgium in a match where the U.S. should be defeating Spain. But regardless, Spain has defeated Belgium 2-1 in regulation, so they will go on to face France. When is that, Solana? On Thursday?
Tuesday at 3 p.m.
All right, during our show. Spain beats Belgium.
Crazy. They took out Thibaut Courtois, who was the Belgium goalkeeper. He got hurt. He made a save.
I'm on text thread with Witty and Appel, and Appel's like, wait a second, why did they take out the goalkeeper? And Witty said it was because of injury.
Yeah, he got hurt. So they put in another goalkeeper, and made a crucial mistake. A shot comes in and he's unable to corral it, it's loose in the six, and Spain is able to capitalize on it, and then they pan to Thibaut Courtois immediately and he's on the sideline like in disbelief.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That is crazy. It's like in hockey, you know, where you see the goalie will try to, you know, keep the puck there so that the rebound doesn't come off and someone's able to put it in. And that's exactly what happened in this match. So Spain defeats Belgium. There was a tweet. This was about an hour ago from Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald. He says, LeBron's agent, Rich Paul, said during an ESPN appearance just now that there are a handful of teams still in the mix for LeBron, but identifies none of those teams and isn't asked about any specific teams by ESPN. Paul is handling talks with team executives, but said, quote, there's a communication from players directly to him. Paul said there's no timetable for a decision. So, look, if you believe what Rich Paul is saying, there has been no decision made. There are multiple teams still in play, and they're talking not only with the teams, but with players as well.
Yeah. But is it about happiness? Is it about winning? What is the ultimate goal of LeBron is really the question.
I mean, what would he need to know at this point? You know what I mean? Like he's LeBron James. He can go in wherever he wants, call his own shots. Like he's literally what I just don't understand what he would need to know at this point.
I guess the Rich Paul answer would be, who are you putting me around? How do you plan on doing it? But like I said, we talked about this earlier. The only place that's going to push back on him at all is Miami and Pat Riley.
But he knows what each team has to offer with who you're putting me around. Like, there's no one in play anymore right now.
What are you? Are you going to keep Nikola Jovic? Can we move him? Can we bring in another better piece? Like, he has to ask those questions. In Philly, what is it going to look like? Are y'all going to bring in anybody else? In Golden State, is it going to be this? Is it? Am I the 15th on this 14? Or are we going to do something?
Yeah, there's still moves, Hawk, that teams can make. I brought up the example last week. Like, what's up with Kyrie Irving in Dallas? You know, is Dallas willing to move on from Kyrie Irving for a first-round pick and maybe some salary filler? And Cleveland can trade a pick and James Harden to Dallas. Like, I'm just using that as an example, but like that.
Well, I can understand a holdup in Cleveland being, hey, how are you going to get rid of James Harden and what are we getting rid of? That I can understand.
He doesn't want to play with James Harden. I'll say that for LeBron.
No chance.
Yeah.
No chance. All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll find your abuelito, and when you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia.
Tyler Hero was interviewed on the Summer League broadcast, and he spoke about being in the room with a bunch of his former teammates and coaches and coaching staff. And he said, quote, it's all love in Miami. I've seen a couple of the guys, coaching staff, Chris Quinn, Spo. We're all good in Miami and an opportunity for both sides to reset and get a fresh start.
All right. That is the truth. There is nothing.
No.
I don't think there was any ill will between him and any of the players. And it's a business. And he absolutely needs a fresh start.
Yep. And he's not the answer.
No. No, that depends what the question is. If the question is, hey, we could use a quality basketball player, he's the answer.
Yes, he's a strong three, yeah. Week two.
I don't know, man. He says that, but there were some DMs that prove otherwise on his way out regarding Bam Adebayo. So, Spain does win. Now we await tomorrow's two games. You have Norway and England. They're going to play here in Miami. And then Argentina is going to play Switzerland at 9 p.m. tomorrow.
Anybody know anybody going to the game tomorrow?
No, my friends don't have money like that.
No, mine don't.
Yannick Sinner defeated Novak Djokovic today in straight sets. Man, he sent the old hag home in the semifinal of Wimbledon. So that sets up a battle between number one and number two in the Wimbledon men's final, which will be on Sunday. It's Alexander Zverev versus the world number one, Yannick Sinner.
Why do you hate Joker again?
He's brutal, man. He's stuck up. He's just a very unlikable dude. I heard Joe Rose saying today, like, how likable he's become. And I couldn't disagree more. Like, I think he's still very unlikable. And he's a snob. Not a good dude.
I just saw him. He had his kids out there. He was waving to him during the match a couple of days ago. I don't have a problem with him.
By the way, a hag is a woman.
Right. Speaking of. Mukova and Noskova will be the women's singles final. That'll be tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. from the grass courts in the Wimbledon Championships.
Somebody who beat the big girl, the one I love?
Arina Sabalenka.
Ah, somebody whooped Sabalenka?
Yeah, she lost in the quarterfinal, I believe.
Damn.
Yeah, she lost in the quarterfinal.
You're going to be doing breakfast with Wimbledon this weekend?
Absolutely. I mean, tomorrow's tough because I have the WQMFC show at noon, so I'll catch the first hour. But definitely waking up to watch Yannick Sinner and Zverev for sure.
Berries and cream?
Berries and cream, man. I already got the strawberries today at Publix, and we still have some cool whip, so I'm good to go.
Whip.
I get the reference.
Berries and cream.
I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
We gave that to DBJ.
Yeah, we did. He did it very matter-of-factly, if I remember. It was like, berries and cream, berries and cream.
A couple more Heat nuggets. Davion Mitchell, he told the Miami Herald and Anthony Chang that he hit up Giannis Antetokounmpo, and his plan is to fly to Greece and meet up with Giannis to get a workout in Local 10, who's airing this summer league game, part of their new home of the Miami Heat on TV. They had an advertisement for 8 p.m. next week on Thursday as the big Giannis Antetokounmpo reveal.
Hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
Is that maybe their special?
It could be.
Because I think it'll happen during the day, and I think they're going to air a special.
Yeah.
So Davion Mitchell's flying to Greece?
That's a waste of time.
I mean, settle down, Davion. Why? What are we doing here?
Why?
Settle down.
What's that flight? 20 hours?
And what's he doing? He's got to get one extra run in with Giannis before Giannis is here? Like, what are we doing?
You got to establish familiarity with your new superstar as the point guard, as one of the leaders of the team. I love it, man. I love that. Like, that shows you who a true hooper is.
No, Davion, just stay in Miami. Giannis will be back soon, and y'all can get a workout in.
Yeah, like, settle down. Donate that airfare to charity.
Yeah. He's flying Southwest. Giannis has a private jet. Davion, just chill.
If I'm Giannis and Davion Mitchell shows up at my house in Greece, I'm like texting everyone on my thread. Hey, this weirdo just showed up to get a run in with me.
I'm not letting him in the gate.
Listen. Couple years from now, Solano will be laughing at these jokes.
Yeah, he's a Heat player right now.
Yeah.
It's my guy, man. Love off night.
Right.
Did you guys see the combined TV ratings for Fox and Telemundo from the USA-Belgium game? I know Belgium has since lost to Spain today. It was a couple days ago. But the combined TV numbers, Fox
Insane.
And Telemundo, were released. 50.1 million viewers combined watched that game, which is the most watched non-NFL sporting event on TV since... This is a tweet I read from Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding in 1994.
Yeah, which... again, superseded sports and was just a pop culture phenomenon, which is what this soccer team became here.
I watched that I, Tonya movie, and I don't know, it kind of made me feel bad for Tonya Harding.
I haven't seen that movie. She had a hard life, but yeah, those guys were thugs or whatever. But speaking of movies, anybody watch The Housemaid?
No.
Bingo.
Because I've watched it 15 times in the last 5 nights.
Man, Delta has it on. I can't pass it by.
I said to Lori last night, because she's like, are you watching this again? And I'm like, oh, I keep falling asleep. I don't ever get to see the end. I have no interest in seeing the end.
Bingo. Goodness
Holy
gracious.
Mackerel.
You know what? And it's a great movie. It's a crazy storyline and all.
Crazy story.
And there's a visual appeal.
Wow.
Huh.
She is something. That's Sydney Sweeney.
Well, Hawk, you got me in trouble because of Sydney Sweeney. I don't know if I ever talked about this. So about a month or 2 months ago, apparently there was an episode of Euphoria that was revealing.
Yeah.
And you know, a couple nights after that, just happened to be in bed. The fiance is asleep. So I just start scrolling through Euphoria episodes.
How could you not?
looking, you know, for the good parts.
Yeah.
And well,
watch The Housemaid.
Okay.
Watch The Housemaid.
It happens to be a good movie too. Watch The Housemaid.
Everything you want in a movie has, and then there's visual appeal.
Man.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani's not going to play in the All-Star game, by the way.
He has visual appeal.
I'm sure Clayton McCullough made that decision.
Sit him down. 90 pitches.
I mean, it's the you know, the Dodgers stuff, right? Didn't McCullough come from LA as well?
Yeah.
What happened to the game I love, man? Like Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, they weren't missing the All-Star game.
You never loved this game.
Even watch baseball.
Dan Uggla would play 1 billion straight innings with just a can of dip ready to go. He wouldn't take off the All-Star game. Out of here.
I used to hang out with Uggla and Bolstead.
Yeah, and your what were those shirts?
Ed Hardy.
Man, I got these Ed Hardys ready. They're not coming back around, Salon. I thought you said they would come back around.
I told you, man. Ed Hardy and a Flick'em t-shirt. Hold on to them. They'll make their return in a couple of years.
I got Christian Aguirre or something. They were like $100 a t-shirt. I got 60 of them in the closet.
All right, guys. Don't forget that tonight the Marlins, they do play 7:10 p.m. They're going to open up a 3-game series, final one before the All-Star break. Max Meyer won't pitch in the All-Star game either or on Sunday, but Sandy is pitching tonight at 7:10 p.m. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is 92 degrees. There's a heat advisory, so stay cool. It's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roofs, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Yeah, what did you think about shaving your ass?
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
What an absolutely bizarre way to finish today's show. As we get ready to get out of here and you hear the song, that means it's the final segment on a Friday. Shams drops a Shams bomb, and it has nothing to do with LeBron. Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero got into a physical altercation in Las Vegas on Friday, in which Adebayo struck Hero, sources tell ESPN. Shams follows that up with another tweet. The altercation occurred at a practice court in a Las Vegas hotel this morning, sources said, starting when Adebayo approached Hero about the comments the guard made critiquing the center on social media after their 7-year run in Miami ended. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the NBA season cannot get here fast enough as far as I'm concerned.
Hawk, two things popped in my mind. One, we're so back, baby. We are so back with the captain. I mean, just mad. And two, Tyler Hero is going to get booed when he comes back to Miami. I mean,
unless they patch it up. You never know. These things have a weird way of working themselves out. And then all of a sudden they're boys again and whatever. But holy moly, what a way to go into the weekend. Because we had read that report that they were all there at the Summer League game this afternoon.
Well, it was weird. Bam Adebayo, there was pictures of Bam, Nico Jovic. Like, he was with the guys, Bobby Portis. The Heat posted video of him in Vegas today. But he wasn't at the game today, which I just found a little odd. But, you know, who knows? He could be doing anything. But Tyler Hero was interviewed by Chris Haynes on the Summer League broadcast. And he said, it's all love in Miami. I've got respect for everybody. I said, what's up to everybody? Clearly, it's not all love in Miami right now.
That is crazy. So again, the breaking news as we head into the weekend from Shams Charania: Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero got into a physical altercation in Las Vegas on Friday, in which Adebayo struck Hero. Sources tell ESPN the altercation occurred at a practice court in a Las Vegas hotel this morning. Sources said, starting when Adebayo approached Hero about the comments the guard made critiquing the center on social media after their 7-year run in Miami ended. Well, there you go. A little food for thought over the weekend. I've got to get back to watching The Housemaid. And I know that Dan Day is up next here, and Marlins baseball after that. So everybody have a great and safe weekend. Wow, what a way to end the week. Have a great and safe weekend. We will speak with you el lunes.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.